This is an incredible story, an incredible, real story that happened. And I was encouraged in our Ministry of Children and Youth Committee meeting, and I learned something new. And what I learned from our reflections and from also being at a conference earlier in the year is that one of the things our youth, in fact, all of us want, is to lead legitimately. To lead legitimately means the rest of us follow. And I'd never thought about it in those terms. And our youth, for them to continue to be in church and to want to be part of us, one of the things they want is to lead legitimately, which means that we follow. So thank you for listening to Naomi. Thank you for listening to her story as we shared it in the message. And as we looked at that, about this fantastic story, the only thing that I feel that God could have done better, don't know whether I can say that in church, but I don't know. The only thing that I think God could have done better is add some names. So I'm going to call this guy Stu. You know, just because I think it'd be really cool because the guy had a name, and let's call him Stu. And Stu is experiencing something incredible in his life this day. And if we think about it in terms of our tagline this month, Go Open Doors, this day was a day in which he had doors blown wide open. He had his sight given to him. But not just his sight. There's other things in this story that are just incredible. And not only did he have a door that he thought was shut, completely shut, he was blind. He had a door that was shut and it was blown wide open by a man who spit on the ground and rubbed dirt in his eyes. I have to think that Stu was going, what are you doing? I'm here begging. What are you doing to my eyes? I'm healing you, said the voice. So the doors were blown wide open. But the rest of the story that Naomi shared with us have some windows in some doors. Look, people looking on, looking through, not sure whether they're going to open the doors or not. There are some closed doors in this story. There's some windows in this story. I hope you can kind of identify them. But as we consider that, we're going to do a few interesting things this morning. I'm excited about it because I'm just going to share a little bit about this story because this is a testimony. This is a story of someone's life in his own words in some parts of it. Naomi shared her story. You sang about some stories. And one of the rich dynamics that's happening right around us right now is that we're sharing stories with each other. So I'm going to talk a little bit about this story and then we're going to have a testimony time. Some of you may say, oh no, not one of those. A testimony time in which there'll be three types of people here. There'll be those of you that are just saying, I'm not going to share, not going to share, not going to share. That's cool. You don't have to. You're not being called by God to share. So don't worry. Just relax. There's going to be some of you that say, well, I don't know whether God has a story he wants to share or not. And there's going to be some of you that God says, share your story. Share your story. Hey, why don't you share your story? Why don't you share your story? It's not the story of your life from beginning to now. We don't have time for that this morning. We have a story that God's laid upon your heart that says, you know what God's teaching me? This. And I'm going to ask two folks if they're willing to help me out after I share to just manage the microphones, if that's okay. And then you can stay where you are and just take a microphone and share the story that's on your heart. And if there's no stories this morning that we share, that's cool too. It's leading, it's following where God has led us, but we're in the midst of sharing stories. So let me just give you a few perspectives on this story here. Number one, God sees you. He has compassion on you. And I, and Stu, and the whole world. How do I know this to be true? God gives life, and he gives life eternal to you through Christ. That I would define as compassion. Did he keep me from my bike from breaking down, my motorcycle? No, must not love me then. No, he loves me, and I know it because I keep breathing. And he has an eternal plan for me. The other thing that Stu experienced right away in his life is that everyone is blind. Jesus says it. I'm blind. You're blind. None of us know completely, perfectly God's will, totally shared with us. We're blind. Every one of us has sinned. Every one of us has messed up. In another story that Jesus told, his disciples came and said, here's a blind man. Did his parents sin? That's why he's blind, or did he sin? Jesus said, it's neither one of those. It's so that I can heal him, is what he said. Every one of us has sin. Every one of us begs for life. How do I know this? Because you're going to breathe, right? Isn't that part of begging for life is breathing? Number three, redemption. The gap between where you are in life and the life God says he gives to you is something I can't cross. My habits aren't easy to break. My sin is not something that I somehow can get enough money out of my bank account to pay back what I've done to people and to God. There's a gap between me and God. It's called the sinful gap. Redemption is the answer. But redemption, you see, is unpleasant because I have to admit that I'm a sinner. You have to admit that you're blind. It's hard for a human being to do. This redemption that we go through is unpleasant. Think of a person stooping down to get the spit mixed with dirt in the ground and rubbing it on your eyes. Would you object? What if he told you first he was going to make you see if you were blind? Redemption's unpleasant. Redemption's ignoble. It's uncomfortable. But humble, willing obedience is essential for that. You want to change? You want to become more like Christ? It's humility that starts it. Saying, I'm not all that. I need help. Jesus said, follow me, not I'm going to follow you. That's the hard part of the story is, imagine Stu reaching on his eyes, taking that mud and saying, forget it. I don't want this stuff on my eyes. I don't want to see. I enjoy being blind. He didn't. He walked around with dirt on his eyes and then saw. We have to follow Christ. And sometimes when you've chosen to follow Christ and do what he wants you to do, your family and your friends, even us as a church, we resist what you've said to us. Maybe we don't believe it. Maybe we're a little jealous that your story is one where you got to see and we haven't yet. But sharing with others, when we share our stories with others, which is, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, it's just a human reality that we share good news. It's just what we do. Go to a coffee shop and stand in the middle of the coffee shop and listen. People sharing their lives. Oh yeah, sometimes bad stories. But we share. Sometimes you have to share multiple times with your families and friends and neighbors for it to have positive effect. Takes time. Truth is, when we do so, we are asking either by word or deed, do you too want to follow Christ? You see, in this story that Naomi read for us, the brilliance of this man healed from his blindness, his parents saying, we don't know what happened, we don't want to get in trouble with anyone, so go talk to him. And his bold statement to the religious officials, I know he healed me and gave me sight. Why don't you go ask him? Do you too want to become his disciples? It's one of those timeless statements in Scripture that is actually evangelism. Do you too want to be healed by him? Do you too want to have sight from him? I want to get better at listening to people's lives around me to wait for those opportunities whereby they want to follow Christ. And I can ask that question. Don't follow me. Please don't follow me. Follow Christ. Do you two want to follow him? Following him and worshiping him as you've done this morning to do, believing in this master of truth, master of light, master of sight, gives you a life like you've never had. And that in sharing testimonies is what you'll hear. God did something in my life. That is brilliant. Let me simplify a little bit more. Number one, God loves everyone. Proof is life. Everyone's a mess. Every one of us are sinners. This everyone's a mess thing for theologians, it's the most definable reality is human depravity. Because all you have to do is turn on your news, pull at your smartphone, go to Flipbook. You'll see human depravity. Everyone's a mess. Everyone's a sinner, and sinners need redemption. Sinners need someone to come and help them. And Jesus said, follow me. following Jesus is joyful and it's difficult, but it is victorious. It's victorious against evil because Jesus already won. He's already given us sight. But if you listen through the story of what Naomi read for this, the man, Stu's story, he didn't see perfectly all the theological truths, but he knew who saved him. And Jesus comes up later and says, hey, how are you doing? It's me, Son of Man. And he worshiped. Was Stu perfect when his eyes were opened? No, none of us are. It's that mystery that God actually sees you as perfect, but he's also helping you to meet your future self as perfect. It's a brilliant thing. It's an incredible tension in scripture. I know God sees me as perfect in Christ, but I'm not yet perfect. How can I be that? He's working with us to change us. The fruit of the Spirit brings us peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control to become the people that we are already before God. He sees us that way. Evil has no permanent hold on anyone. Everyone deserves to hear this invitation. It's a brilliant story. It's a brilliant story. But in this story with a man of no name, calling him Stu, it's just a story we hear. But it's transformational. And it tells me that big doors swing on little hinges. Great analogy for our life. The decision you made for Christ, however long ago, was a hinge in your life that opened up a door for you. I don't know if you've ever done it. I, every once in a while, think of what I could be without Christ, and it scares me. I don't know whether I'd be alive. Without Christ? Mess. Big doors swing on little hinges. And your lives, the stories you share with each other, are profound for people. Listening to people's stories, it's those little changes that people make.